Oh, hey, friends. Welcome to Say What She, the podcast. Today, I have a very special guest, my good friend Carrie. She is from Misdeeds and Intrigue podcast. We are just going to have some fun and do a little girl talk. Hey, Carrie.
Hey, girl. Hey, it's been a long
Hey,
time.
it has. How have you been?
I'm doing great. How are you? Things with you?
Doing pretty good. I love your new podcast. Well, not so new anymore. Tell me a little bit about it.
So my podcast co-host is a former E! True Hollywood Stories producer, and she also has produced for like the Bibliophile channel. She went to like Meghan and Harry's wedding when she covered that. So she's worked on a variety of shows. She worked for the Playboy channel. I mean, she used to be a producer for Howard Stern. So between her and I, we bring stories of basically we love scandals of wealthy people. Right now we're covering oligarchs, strange deaths of them. We are doing right now. We also have another series of political affairs that were scandalous. So it's been a lot of fun, and it's really neat to have somebody that she has either covered it with E! True Hollywood News, or I'll just say like a random celebrity. And she's like, oh, I knew him back at, you know, E or this place or that place. And so it's been really fun.
Cool. Yes, that is so cool. I love it. Well, I will definitely be tuned in per usual. I really appreciate you coming on and just chatting with me. Are you ready to do this?
Yes, I am. I felt very honored you asked me. So I was like, just let me know when and where. I don't know how charming I will be, but I will try.
Oh, I love chatting with you. We have good chemistry, so it'll be fun. Just think of it as girl talk, right?
Yeah.
All right. So first off, what are you watching these days?
Literally right before we came on, I was watching the Hulu Secrets of the Oligarch Wives, just because I was having, you know, we've been talking about it and I wanted to see, and there's another show I want to see on Netflix about women who live in Dubai, but I've been watching, when I'm on the treadmill, that's when I'm allowed to watch series or TV shows. So I've been watching Real Housewives of Dubai. I started catching up Miami.
Okay.
And after that, I'll catch up again on Summer House and what's the other one? Southern Charm. I think what it is that if I watch any reality shows, I think I'm over the Real Housewives, because I'll listen to them if they're being recapped by podcasters. I actually prefer that because I feel like it's been such manufactured drama. And like, I like Dubai because it's a new place. It's a new culture. There's diversity. Same with Miami. I knew the girls back then, you know, new quote unquote, meaning.
Sure.
I knew them through my TV, but yeah. They have like a different culture, like the different dynamics, you know, you realize that they know each other in real life. So,
right.
Yeah. So that's why I dig that stuff.
Yeah. Are you into the Real Housewives of Dubai? Like, do you really enjoy it? I watched, I think, the first episode and part of the second, and I just could not get into it. So what do you think about it?
Well, this is what I think, because I've been hearing that as well. And then I realized that back when Orange County started, it was really about seeing inside of people's houses and things like that. And the area. And I feel like there's just not as much drama. I think they're still like introducing, but again, I'm not that far into it. My treadmill misses me very much because I haven't been on that in a while, but I feel like as long as it's getting back to just different lifestyles or different culture, I wanted to see where they lived and what their houses look like, but it's not going to be the big dramatic things that you see on New York and New Jersey and Beverly Hills, where, I mean, literally they'll take one storyline from Beverly Hills and they'll make 22 episodes out of it. And yeah, I used to love Beverly Hills.
Yeah. It's like getting back to the basics of Real Housewives. That's a good way to look at it. Cause I was just like, oh, it's just about the vanity and how pretty they are. And it just didn't feel real to me. And I know that there was at least one who comes from a different show and she wasn't very nice. I can't think of which one it is now.
Ellen Stanberry. I used to watch her on Ladies of London.
Yes. Her. And I just was like, it's just not my thing. And I, now that you say that, I think it's more because like now we're conditioned to the drama and and what Real Housewives is now. So it is kind of getting back to the basics. I can see the basics. I can see that. Maybe I'll have to give it another go. But I am really into that Real Housewives of Atlanta right now.
I've heard that they're the best ones right now on TV.
Man,
and it doesn't feel manufactured.
Yeah, it's kind of a different caliber than the rest of the franchises to me. I like Beverly Hills. It gives, you know, Real Housewives, it is what it needs to be. But I really enjoyed Salt Lake City, especially this last season. So I think that Atlanta is just, I don't know, for lack of better explaining, it just feels like home to me. Like, I know these women. Mm-hmm. It just feels real, everyday thing. Maybe it's just more relatable to me, for me. That could be what it is, but I'm
so
just,
who's
I'm
on
here
there
for
now?
It.
I used to watch it too, but I've mm-hmm. fallen off. But who's on it now? And I hear a lot about one of the women who's raising her nephews.
Oh, Marlo. So do you remember Marlo? She's always been a friend of.
Yeah.
And now she has her peach. This is her first year. We're in what, season 16, 17, something high up there. So she's an actual character on now. And she is something. I've always kind of been a fan of Marlo, mm-hmm. but she's just doing too much. But at the same time, she's doing her job. She's keeping the drama going. She's, you know, here one day, there the next, but she's doing a lot right now.
Mm-hmm.
So we have Marlo is here, Candy, Kenya. We've got a new friend named Sonia, and then Drew. Drew was on last season, maybe a couple seasons now. Sheree is back. About it that I can think of. Yeah.
So what do you think? Who do you like? Like, who are you rooting for?
So, gosh, I am starting to become Team Kenya. I've never been a huge fan of Kenya. She's good for TV, but just not a good human to me. She's just done some shady things. She hits below the belt. But this year, she's winning me over. And I don't know if it's because she's a mom now and she's just kind of, you know, evolved as a person.
Mm-hmm.
But she's being a really good friend. She's not doing a lot of hitting below the belt. She's just being a mature woman. And I love this look on Kenya. And her little girl is so cute. I've always been a huge fan of Candy. I feel her in every aspect. She is like, she fights for her family. She wants to see her family and her people win. So I always relate to her. And they're kind of trying to come after her a little bit this season. So I'm interested to see where that goes. Pretty much those two. Sheree has this whole love after lockup type of thing going with this.
Does she still have that? Do you remember? That's been going on for years.
Yes, it has. And he's out now, but mm-hmm. he lives in Philadelphia. And we're talking about Tyrone. And she went to Philadelphia to meet up with him. And he stood her up. Like, what are you doing that you can't go see your longtime girlfriend who doesn't live in the same state as you? So it just is all very shady. You know, you just got to be careful when you go down that road of dating somebody in prison. And it's, you know, tell as old as time. This happens almost every single time. They use you while they're in jail. And then when they get out, they're like, yeah, have a nice life.
Do you think that it had to do with, this is what I heard. Like I said, I stay up with the shows.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't do it for, I don't actually watch him. I just listen to the podcast about them.
Yeah,
that sure. He was having an issue with his probation and that's why he opted. What do you think? Is that?
I could see that being a thing, but I don't know because the thing was he never answered his phone. He wasn't answering his phone. He wasn't answering any text. She literally sat there for hours. They were talking up until she got there or until she was on her way. How come he couldn't have said that? You know, he was on camera saying, yes, I can do this. Yes, I'll meet up with you. But then he just fell off. And then she had said, like in the next episode, that he called back like a day or two, a few days later and didn't even address it. Just kind of like, hey, what you doing? So I don't know. I mean, it'd be a good excuse, but I feel like if it were me and I knew that I couldn't do it, then I would be letting her know. I wouldn't let her come all the way to Philadelphia if I couldn't meet up with her, at least on camera.
Yeah. So I have a lot of respect for Candy as well. I feel like she is underrated for the level of success that she has.
Absolutely agree.
I really feel like she's very, I just don't think she gets the credit that she deserves across all the franchises. I really think she does not get the credit she deserves. Mm-hmm. And just from what I listened to on recaps, I've heard that Marla for so long wasn't getting the credit. She was kind of controversial because of her past or whatnot, but I heard that she's kind of was carrying some of the seasons on her back. Do you think that's true?
Marlo?
Yeah.
I don't think she carried any seasons, but she was a good friend of. She just brought the drama all of the time. And I didn't even know about her past and all of her issues until she became like a normal person on the show. That's when all of the mugshots and all of the bad things happened. Now, she's always been interesting with the whole, where do you get all this money from? And she only dates old white men with money. You know, of course, all of that is interesting, but I don't know. I could see her getting some flack for her past, but that's all the time nowadays. Everybody's got something on these shows. I think that right now she's bringing it, but not in the good light that she would want to. I think that she's going to be getting some backlash because she's being really extra and really dirty.
Do you miss Portia being on there?
I do. I love Portia. I don't agree with what's happening right now with her dating being engaged to Fallon's man, especially when she, you know, she was friends with Fallon. We don't know the whole story. You see different scenarios of how that played out, how maybe her and Fallon weren't friends, but she was over her house and, you know, met the husband through Fallon. So that part feels pretty icky, but that aside, but not excusing it, I do love Portia. She's dramatic. She's beautiful. She's so stylish. She's a little spacey, a little airhead. So funny. But I do. I love her. I miss her. And even though I'm not, you know, a fan of what Phaedra did to Candy, I did like Phaedra too. And I'm starting to see that she's coming around. I think Andy's going to be putting her on the show or do something with her.
I'm really surprised. But I think what they're trying to do is do a lot of reboots, or they're trying to figure out how to keep these personalities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I also saw that maybe him and Nene are rekindling. Did you see anything about that?
Yeah, but I mean, that's going to be so sticky because of her lawsuit still pending.
Yeah.
Do you know Carlos King? Though. Have you ever heard of him?
Uh-uh.
He has a podcast. And he's been developing shows for the OWN network. He's the one that did Marriage and Dating and like Huntsville. And there's a couple other ones. Well, he was a producer for Atlanta. So he has a lot of tea on that. Like he was on, I never say that word tea, but he was on Heather McDonald. But then I found his podcast. He has a lot of insider knowledge.
What's his
and
name?
Things that he noticed. Carlos King.
Yeah, I'd love to hear about that. Some good stuff on his podcast then.
Yeah. Yeah. And like I said, he really is very honest and all that. And like I said, I'm trying to support shows that, I mean, I think Atlanta probably is the best right now, but I just can't get back to like that franchise yet. Like I probably will at some point, but right now I'm trying to support shows like the Miami and the Dubai. And I also think casts that are co-ed too work out much better too as well. Maybe they don't play it. I don't know. Cause they do get in a lot of drama. I don't know, but I'm just trying to support by my little viewership, other types of shows, you know, in the same genre though.
I love that. Well, when you find something else, you'll have to let me know. I know we've been kind of chatting about different shows on the OWN network. And I'm going to start looking at some more of those too. So if you find anything good that you think I'm going to like, just let me know.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
All righty. Let's go into the next portion of what I have planned for you. There's a couple things that you don't know about. So we're going to have a little fun with that. I was like, should I be worried? Just a little bit. But, you know, I like to do a little post secrets on this podcast. And so I thought that I'd pull up a few, and actually like the first five or six that I found were really good. And I thought we could kind of chat about it.
Okay.
So here's the very first one. I'm bisexual and homophobic. What are your thoughts on them?
So this person says they're bisexual and homophobic.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh,
I say
maybe go to therapy because you're uncomfortable with yourself, maybe, or you had some sort of maybe religious or conservative background.
Yes, that's exactly what I was thinking. I was like, I'm wondering if there is some type of religious background that has taught them that, you know, being bisexual or anything other than heterosexual is wrong. Mm-hmm. So that, think about how that person must feel in their head. That must really suck to be so torn and basically hate yourself, right?
Yeah, I feel really bad for them. I really do. Mm-hmm. To have those types of feelings going on. I really do. I feel bad for anybody that feels uncomfortable in their skin or what their identity is or whatnot.
Not being able to be who they are 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody's choices should be taken away from them. And it sucks when it's coming from your own head. Like, I can't imagine being in that place or in that position. So I do agree. Hopefully they can get some therapy and also surround themselves with people that, you know, are like them, not homophobic, but like people who are fluid in some way or people who are open-minded, so that they can, you know, become more confident in who they are and, you know, maybe get some of that homophobia out of there.
And if it really conflicts with their religious values that they were raised in, my daughter was in, I'm not going to say what religion or what, where she was, but she was in a religious class and she came home very upset because her teacher said that being gay was wrong, even if it's your sibling or parent or whatnot, and that divorce was wrong. And when McKenna came in, and she was very, very upset. And I told her, I said, McKenna, if you're trying to reconcile what your religious values are with what your personal values are, just know that if it can be said that man is made in the image of God. So obviously you were intended to be this way if you're or gay or whatnot, you know, and I'm not going to go down the marriage road, but my point is that maybe you can find a way, if those are values that you're still trying to reconcile or to hold on to, maybe you can find someone that is affiliated with religion to maybe counsel you or to show support, if, because there is a lot of churches that have really evolved, I feel like, with yes, our times.
Definitely. Yeah, good point.
Yeah, I didn't mean to go down the religious, you know.
Oh, no,
I'm not trying to be like Sister Mary Carey over here, but I was like, if anybody was listening to this, you can find ways for, you know, you don't have to feel like, you know, you have to turn completely away, or if it makes you feel better, you know, you can find another church. God will be in that church for you too, you know.
Definitely, definitely. Yeah, I was thinking the exact same thing with the whole religious aspect of it. So I'm glad that you went down that road, because I think that was a pretty important message to get out to people who do happen to be listening and may struggle with this. Okay, we're going to go to the next question. I'm fairly certain my wife would be more distraught over losing her phone than losing me. Sad, right?
Yeah, and that might be true. I feel like people get this online persona and they get very hooked in or very addicted to it. It's become like another appendage.
Seriously. And, you know, sometimes, you know, we go out, my husband and I, with my daughter, or even if it's just my husband and I, and I'll, you know, just kind of look up and we're both sitting there like waiting for our food or whatever we're doing. And we're both on our phones. And it's just, we're not ignoring each other. We'll even show each other, you know, like, oh, look at this. This is funny. Or look at what such and such posted. It's just become a part of life. And sometimes I look and I'm like, okay, let me put my phone down. Because like the moment you put your phone down, the other person just kind of does it too.
Yeah.
And so I try to be a little bit more mindful and do that a little bit more, just because we are on our phones all of the time. We bring our phones to the bathroom, to the dinner table, to all the everything. I have gotten all the way to the hospital and we're almost there and forget my phone and turn right back around and go back. Cause I can't go a whole work day without my phone. And it's
weird.
It's nuts. Yeah. Isn't it crazy?
I went out the other day to get something at McDonald's actually for the Colonel. And mm-hmm. he got so upset because I didn't see a message from Gatorade for Gatorade. And mm-hmm. I was like, I forgot my phone here. I don't think I've ever had that happen. But I was like, let me see what this ride is going to be like
without it.
Without uh-huh. a phone.
It's weird, yeah. isn't it?
It is. It is.
So weird.
It's like it's created like an anxiety in people, I feel like.
Oh, and definitely.
It should be treated like an addiction, like any other excess of TV or mm-hmm. nicotine or anything, because mm-hmm. I think it's seriously rewiring our brains.
Seriously. I had a friend who she had a teenage daughter at the time. The daughter just graduated from high school. This was a couple years ago. And her daughter just kept on getting in trouble. You know, things were happening. I mean, not anything major, but just normal teenage stuff. And so the punishment was, give me your phone. So she was without her phone for a week. And by the end of the week, my friend said it was like having a different daughter. Like she was yeah. present. She was happy. You know, she was interacting with the family. And even the daughter at the end said, gosh, I don't feel like I need my phone. Like I want to see it, but see what I've missed out on. But I just feel happier without my phone. And I just thought that was so interesting because sometimes as an adult, you know, I'll just put my phone down too and watch TV or read a book. Mm-hmm. And you just have that urge to grab your phone. But, you know, it does feel good to not be holding on to it or not be scrolling.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, the next one is I made my boyfriend miss the ultrasound so I could see our daughter first. What are your
thoughts? That's selfish. I'm worried yes. about the relationship that she's going to have with her daughter. It mm-hmm. may run into the being enmeshed, which is not mm-hmm. healthy for, sure. or that there's going to be competitiveness over the daughter. So I would say actually get help right away because yes. That's not a good way to be in the long run. And you don't want your daughter to have mommy and daddy issues.
Right.
Or be a wall between your husband and your daughter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then my other thought was, if you're doing this at an ultrasound, what are you going to do when you physically see that baby for the first time? Are we kicking dad out? Are we like, that's, yeah. It's bizarre to me. Like that would be a time where you can bond together, look at our kid, and you put him out or you don't let him come or whatever the situation is to the ultrasound. That's really sad and selfish. And you're right. That mom is probably going to have some helicopter issues going on with that kid for sure.
It's going to be too much of an extension of herself mm-hmm. that I would be concerned. I cried because my ex-husband missed the sonogram of my daughter because he was trying to get a better parking spot. And she told me, again, it was like this really weird sonogram person because everybody complained about her because it was a very small hospital. Mm-hmm. And so like right away, she told me what she was. And I started to cry because I was like, you missed it. And then I started crying because I was having a girl because I thought of my relationship with my mom. Aww. But then I had McKenna and now I'm like, totally over the moon for her, but I was like, yes. I was very nervous.
Yes, I guess I kind of have a similar story to kind of what this person posted. Not really, it was not that selfish, but what ended up happening was I got really sick and drove myself to the hospital. I ended up being dehydrated, and I remember that my sonogram was supposed to be in a couple of weeks or so, and I was dehydrated, so they, you know, checked on the baby and everything. And I remember that, you know, it was just me. And the tech said, well, you know, we're looking at the baby. Do you know what you're having? And I said, no, not yet. And she said, well, do you want to know? Because I'm looking right at it. And I did say yes. And I found out. And her dad wasn't upset or anything. I was actually excited to tell him, but there was no way that that lady knew what it was and I wasn't going to find out. So it was kind of selfish, but I was like, I needed to know. It was, she was offering it and I needed to know what she was. So, but I would never take that from him on purpose.
I remember when we had Bailey, those 3D sonograms were just becoming a thing. Mm-hmm. So we drove like 3 hours. The closest one where I was at and paid out of pocket just so I could see her face.
Best money you've spent, I'm sure. Yeah. I would have totally done the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay, my friend. So there is one more. Drugs damaged my brain. I wish I could know the man I would have been.
Oh, my dear child, because this is also an issue within my family. you never know that person that you could have been or would have been, because it could have been something else that could have possibly happened. It's important that you're sober and that sobriety, and that there still is purpose. You mm-hmm. still have purpose mm-hmm. and a higher calling based upon your experience, and just even having that regret and not just throwing up your hands and saying, like, I just want to use again. Mm-hmm. And it can be mental illness. It can be drugs. A lot of mental illness can come out in adolescent years, or certain drugs can actually initiate mental illness in adolescent years. It's been shown that you have a higher rate of schizophrenia, for instance, if you have an early adolescent drug use. But like my doctor told me, like, you can only grieve for so long for that child prior mm-hmm. to that diagnosis, because if it wasn't this, it could have been something else. It
definitely,
you can't mourn the future that you didn't know, and you have to grieve for that person that used to be, and you have to learn how to love the person who they are today.
You are. Yes. I love that. Very well put. And kind of my view on that is, you said that they don't know, or they wish they could know the man that they could have been, but the story is already written. What you went through, what you did, that's what it was supposed to be. And like you said, now you just grow from it and you make better choices and get the help that you need to be who you're supposed to be, who you're destined to be. I mean, there's not too many things that you can really change. Like I said, is if you're a religious person, you believe that the story's already been written. That was who you are, what you were supposed to go through. Now use that testimony to help someone else and to keep doing the right thing.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, now let's have a little fun.
Okay.
We're going to do some would you rathers. You ready, my friend?
Yes.
All righty. So would you rather use your partner's toothbrush or wear your partner's underwear?
Oh, toothbrush, hands down.
Toothbrush? Hands so do you down. Use the Colonel's toothbrush, Carrie?
No, but I think I did once because I didn't have mine, but I can't stand mm-hmm. having like anything in my mouth. And mm-hmm. if you run it under really hot water, that's what I did. Mm-hmm. There's way gross. Other germs have been exchanged. So
true story.
Oh, this is the underwear part. Just, I'm like, oh.
I know.
I've gotten to the point now, and my daughter actually did this to me. Mm-hmm. I wash now. You know, some people won't wash their jeans after just like one wearing. That's she won't have people like sit on her bed if they had outside clothes. And now if I've been outside or out of the house, mm-hmm. I have to immediately like change when I get home, because I realize all the environmental pollution that we have and yeah. the germs and all that stuff. So now I am like kind of a stickler about, I just need to immediately change when I get in the house. Yeah. Call it anxiety or being overly careful. But I really thought about it after that.
Yeah. Like,
that's how weirded out I get now.
I hear you. And then after COVID days, well, not after, I know that we're still in it, but you know, I was coming home and taking off my clothes, obviously at the door, spraying my shoes with Lysol before I would come in the house. And now that is kind of the norm. And that's funny that you said that about the bed, because Song is like that too. If somebody sits on her bed, or, you know, sleeps in her bed, if I kick her out because somebody else needs to sleep in her bed, aunt, uncle, whomever, she washes her blankets right after. She is not having it. She is really weird, or not weird, because it's a good thing, but she's on top of germs and everything. She wants everything clean, just her on her bedding.
I don't blame her. I'm yeah, even weirded out from that thing. Oprah episode where they told us about how they don't change the bed linens at like hotels.
That's so gross. I think about that all of the time. So I'm all constantly
right?
looking at the so bed. But what do you do? But ew. I know. And how they have like the lights that show all the gross stuff on the beds. Blah. I just try not to think about it. But I do, you know, Jody from We Love to Hate TV podcast, she always says floor is lava at hotels and airports. Mm-hmm. And I think about that all of the time. And I've got Song and my husband, you know, they know we don't touch the floor with bare hands. We don't, or bare feet, you know, floor is lava. So shout out to Jody for that one. Okay.
Do you think Do you think people that are like homicide detectives, do you think they just bring green, like what are those black lights to hotels just for fun?
I would. If I didn't have to sleep there. If I was going there to sleep, I wouldn't want to see it. But if I had access to that, I'd be trying to look. Because there's no way these people, the way they flip rooms, they're not cleaning it to the best of their ability because they've got stuff to do, right? They're probably switching the sheets, maybe. They're probably looking at it, seeing how dirty it actually is, if they could get by with just smoothing stuff out. I mean, you just never know.
Yeah.
I don't want to think about it. I got to travel so much. Okay, the next one. Would you rather let someone see all of the photos in your phone or all of the text messages?
Probably text messages, because I delete messages after I respond back to people.
Do you?
Yeah, and I still have, because to me, it's like a to-do list. So sure. I still have messages open from people that texted me months ago, but now I feel so dumb responding back because I almost get social anxiety. Like, I think you texted me and I texted you like right away because I knew if I waited, it would be like weeks. And I don't do it intentionally, but then I think in my head, I'm going to respond back and then I like forget. Mm-hmm. But in my head, I respond back and then I just get so embarrassed. Aww. Or somebody I like want to talk to. And then I'm like, I got to do it when I can actually hold a conversation and not ghost them. And then I end up ghosting anyway. So I have real issues with text messages. Like we're not in a good place right now together, but I'm working on this with my issue.
The first step is admitting you have a problem. So there you go.
I apologize. I really own it. I'm like, I am so sorry because it's not a reflection of my feelings for the person whatsoever.
Sure. Just
but I want to be able to be like committed and, you know, like in the conversation and be present, even though it's like a text conversation.
Yeah, no, I get that completely. Okay. The next one, would you rather? Okay. So Cody Brown needs a break. Which sister wife are you taking in to live with you? Robin or Mary?
I would take in Mary.
Mary, why Mary?
Well, I know Jody calls her what, the cowardly lion.
Yes, and it's so on point.
Yeah, I feel like she reminds me of some women that I've like worked with before.
So she's comfortable.
Yeah, and she's used to kind of being alone. So I don't, and I like to have my own space at home.
Sure.
And so I feel like I can't stand Robin. I just can't.
I know. I hear you.
I can't.
And I would probably choose Mary too, just because she doesn't come with a lot of kids or tears. So I would probably choose Mary.
Yeah. I just think, Oh, the kids thing. Definitely. I just could not deal with King Solomon and babying. What's the other one that, what is her?
Ariola.
Yeah.
And Robin's just too whiny for me. I can't. And then I would choose Mary too, because I want to know all the tea about the whole banana situation and her cheating on Cody. I mean, we all have a right to know what happened. So I would get the information and then distribute it as necessary.
You know what I think is, she'd be ripe too. You know what I think though, what kind of sucks about the whole thing, and I'm not defending cheating or anything like that. Because obviously you're in this committed relationship, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so let's get all the moral
stuff out of the way.
Let me just get that out of the way. Like, you know. Yeah. But part of me is just like, he got so in with Robin in a way, he was cheating on all the other wives. So good for you if you felt good for a little bit. And it's really sad that you were catfished. And then... Yeah. Her trying to like bring it up on camera and the other wives being upset with her. Yeah, because you're upset, it might hurt your brand and the show. But sure. I mean, same with Christine. Christine, I think he always sees her when he wrote in that book about her eating the nachos, because I have the book actually.
Yes, he was like, you sent not it to
into
me.
Her. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was not into her. Christine from like the first. And I'm like, everybody deserves to have that that feeling. And if you're raised in that culture and that's like all you know. So I'm not defending if she was being dishonest or whatever family covenant they have. I'm just putting human nature inside what right. the basis of a woman deserves to have, especially when you get to middle age. It really sucks because your kids mm-hmm. are old and grown, you know, mm-hmm. men out not there needed. Want women that are like, yeah, women want, men want women that are like 20 years younger, and mm-hmm. it's an aging and that process, and you have hormones and menopause. I mean, these streets be cold for a middle-aged mm-hmm. woman, and I'm right. trying to embrace it and all that, but it's rough. And I give yeah. anybody a little bit of grace on that stuff.
Yeah. You know, one thing is, you know, also on that one, We Love to Hate TV podcast, they're recapping the old Sister Wives. So I started over too, because I enjoy listening to them and, you know, their take on it. Mm-hmm. And I'm watching it in a whole new light now that we know like what ends up happening.
Yeah.
And just like you, I don't want to say, you know, Mary, I excuse what happened because you are in a committed relationship, blah, blah, blah. But like, mm-hmm. I get it. When Robin came, everything changed. And that's also got to suck that she brought Robin in, you know, and now you're watching mm-hmm. this wonderful relationship bloom and yours is going down the drain. I don't condone cheating at all, but I
he cheated on the rest of the wives. He's cheated on the rest of the wives.
True story. And I can see needing some companionship. He never hangs out with you like he did. He's always at Robin's house. He's starting new family with her. I can see how it could happen. I'm not saying that I could do it or that I excuse it, but I can see finding somebody as innocent as it starts on the internet and building a relationship and getting attention from somebody, and it progressing.
Yep.
Not excusing it, but I can see how it happens.
Yeah, exactly. And I feel like she was the odd one out because they have so much history. Because I think it sucks being the first wife because you get jealous seeing the others come in. Mm-hmm. You know, the second wife has to deal with the jealousy and trying to like figure out their role in the house. And then there's like the third wife. Well, the second and the third wife kind of bonded.
Yeah.
And I think that she brought Robin in to try to even it out and have a friend, an ally. Yeah. And then she basically took over everybody. Like she usurped the entire thing.
Yep.
And I do think Robin was very manipulative with her COVID rules.
Oh, yes, I do too. I was wondering what people thought about that. But definitely it was absolutely her. There's no way that we saw that, you know, on TV. And then the kids even spoke about it and they were living it. There's no way that everybody's wrong. No way. Okay. The next one. Okay. Are you watching the newest season of Sister Wives, Seeking Sister Wives?
No.
Sister Wife.
But okay. I would love to hear about it because I did watch the other episodes. Which one of that one couple where she kind of came across as a little nutty? Excuse me if I offend anybody by that term. I think I'm a little nutty, but no. I'm not this level of nutty. Didn't like the husband die?
Oh, that was a couple seasons ago.
Oh my God. Then you have to catch me up. And then is that Atlanta couple still on there?
No.
Where the woman went back to like Australia. I felt really bad for the woman that went back to Australia. No. Cause I think she might've had aspirations for like a singing career or something, but I do think she was trying to be in it for the right reasons. And I heard they were like almost abusive with her.
Wait, are it was we like talking a cross about between the Snowdens?
Yeah. They were like 90 Day Fiance meets Seeking Sister Wife.
Yes. Yes. I want to say she was from South Africa or Africa somewhere, but yes. Yeah. The Snowdens, they're not on anymore. Thank God. Cause they were like a lot of dark stuff started coming out. So women, the most recent women, oh gosh, it was the really pretty light-skinned lady. Can't think of her name. But,
which one? From the Snowdens?
With the long hair. Yeah, she had a twin.
Oh, she was really pretty.
Yeah, she was super. Vanessa. So Vanessa signed a NDA, so she can't really talk yet. I don't know how long those are in effect for.
They're starting to be challenged. I really hope so because I want to know. Yeah, I really see the future of NDAs may not last very long unless they're super, super ironclad, but a lot of NDAs now are being challenged.
Especially probably the ones that here, I'm going to create this me with no type of legal stability at all. Just going to say, hey, you can't say anything about what happens. So then they had the pretty lady from, I want to say she was from somewhere in South Africa with the, like the bald cut or the very short cut. Can't mm-hmm. think of her name either, but she brought a kid or two over and, you know, everything looked fine on the show, but then it came out that they were abusive. I want to say even withholding food and water or something. Mm-hmm. It was very dark, but yeah, they're not on anymore. And I believe that as it stands, the wife, can't think of her name now, she left too. So it was Dimitri and Ashley. So Ashley left Dimitri. So as far as I know, he's a single man. But with the one who the, yeah, I don't know if anything has come or if they've gotten back together, but the last I saw, they're Splitsville. Sorry if you hear that weather. It just started storming right out of nowhere. Here in
weird
because
it started
Nebraska.
Raining here too.
Really? And you're in Virginia, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. The next one, we're just going to skip this because the next question was Seeking Sister Wives. So now I'm going to task you with watching some of the newer season and we're going to circle back around because I want your thoughts on these people. So the last
one. I do like that one. And I used to like Locked Up. Or what's the one where they get the locked up boyfriends?
Oh, Love After Lockup?
Yeah, the colonel had to do an intervention because I almost adopted like somebody in jail because I started looking at those sites. And I was like, I said, she wants some like books and stuff. I need it. He's like, no, do not. He's like, no.
That cracks me up. I could just see you being so kind and sharing books and probably putting money on people's books too so that they can get honey buns and ramen
I would
noodles.
Be all about it. I'd be like, here, you need.
Okay, the next one is your house is under renovation. Who are you and your family living with? Amber from Teen Mom or Farrah from Teen Mom?
Oh my God. Is either one of them in jail right now? I know one of them got arrested and the other one was in jail. Is she calmed down now?
Are we talking about Farrah? Well, Amber. Farrah
got
Amber's
arrested.
Always locked up. Yeah. Both of them get arrested too. All the time. So which one are you choosing? They're both out right now and living their best lives.
I would pick Farrah. And the reason why is she really wants to be a businesswoman. And so I feel like she would never be home. And she's always trying to like pop around cities where I feel like Amber is the type. She'd just be riding the couch all the time.
Definitely eating.
Taking naps. Yeah. I wouldn't want the girls around that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the colonel would be very, he would just have lots of questions about some of her life choices or business choices. So
sure.
So he'd at least be where I feel like the other one, Amber, he'd be like, no, I just can't.
Right. Like get her to move off of the couch.
Yeah, I couldn't. There'd be like a permanent indent in the couch, I feel like.
Oh, for sure. And there would be no food in the house that you would have to bring to her because she wouldn't get up and get it herself. She'd make your kids do all the everything.
Oh yeah. And then she'd be like, well, I'm paying for you to be here. Right. You know, like wasn't she like trying to pay like the stepmother of the child to clean her house or whatever?
Yep.
Yeah.
She's a hot mess. Trash human. Okay. All right. So that is it for the Would You Rathers. So now tell me, Carrie, are you into TikTok at all?
Yeah. I do. That's my other, that to me, what is it when it raises your dopamine or serotonin?
Oh, I don't know.
That's the other thing I watch when I'm on the treadmill. But if I get sad, I look at TikTok.
Do you?
It's a trap.
It's crack.
I'm telling you, it's crack.
It is. Like I'll start looking at it, no joke, at like 9 o'clock and at 1 o'clock in the morning, I'm still watching TikTok and I'm not a night owl at all. But I will find myself in bed for hours looking at TikToks and sending them off. So since you do watch TikTok, have you seen any of those or look at TikTok? Have you seen any of those finish the songs? So like the first person will start to sing a song and then see if the next person knows it and can finish it.
Yes, I have.
Like kind of like.
Where's Usher? Where's Usher?
Yes. At 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Okay. So I've been seeing a lot of those and I wanted to do a few with you. Only a couple. You down?
Yes.
Okay. So
but I'm not singing though.
That's fine. And I was going to say, there's a disclaimer. I am not a singer, but I'm going to sing it obviously so that you can finish it so that you'll know what it is.
I love how you're like not a singer, but you named your daughter something musical.
I know. Actually, her dad named her, so I just agreed to it after a while.
You're like, you're gonna be everything I'm not.
Right. And it's cool because she's, you know, in theater and she's super, you know, musical. So it worked out perfectly. Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Song number one. me. Okay. No matter what I do.
This is with Nelly.
Finish the sentence. No matter what I do.
You hold on. Know I this. Can hear. I know I can. I can.
You said it was Nelly, so you know who it is.
Oh, yeah. And it's the chick from that was in with Beyonce.
Destiny's Child, yes.
All I do is think about you. But I feel like good. He also was working. So I know there's some sort of work, you know.
So it's no matter what I do, all I think about is you. So you were there.
Okay.
You got
okay.
it.
Okay.
Okay. Song number two. Don't turn around.
I don't know this one.
What?
I don't know.
Okay, now I'm going to sing the whole thing and I bet you'll okay. know. Okay. Don't turn around just because you'll see my heart breaking.
Oh, wait. That's like, is that like, are they Scandinavian? That's like an older song.
Yeah, that's an older song. It's Ace of Base. I'm not sure Ace where they're from.
I was thinking because I saw the sign. I was thinking yes, they were.
I was going to do I saw the sign.
I think they're Swedish. I knew that they're like.
Are they?
Yeah. Let's see where Ace of Base is from.
All right. Carrie, you're 0-2.
They're
so
Swedish.
This next one you
I at least
know.
Got where they were from. Okay.
Well, good. Okay. You'll always be a part of me.
Oh.
Harry.
This is why I suck at this one. Have you ever played Cranium? They do this on Cranium, or it's called Humdinger. They make you hum a song and I have no rhythm, so I can never get it when they hum the song, and then the person becomes really aggressive, like like, and I'm like, I'm sorry, like I'm gonna get kicked off this team. All right, say it again, sing it again.
You'll always be a part of me. That's the next part.
I don't know it.
Oh, you'll always be a part of me. I'm part of you indefinitely.
This is my Carrie.
Yes. See? Oh, okay. 0-3.
Yeah, I would be
the next one. Now I'm not sure that you're gonna get this one because I was pretty confident that you would get the first three. Okay. Next one is, come on, baby.
Drive me crazy.
Close. Kick them daisies.
Oh, it's close.
The girl
close.
With the Daisy Dukes on.
I know that one.
Okay. Now, this next one, I'll give you a little hint. I feel like you're going to know what it is, but we talked about this person at some point during the podcast.
Okay.
You ready?
Yes.
Kick off your shoes.
Oh. Relax.
Mm-hmm.
Kick
off your shoes and relax.
This is not Mary J. Blige. Is it Mary J. Blige?
Nope. This is Escape.
I was about to say it's a girl group.
Yep.
So there was Escape, but my favorite was Total.
Ooh, I loved Total.
Total was my jam.
Yes, me
you,
too.
Do you know what happened to Shine?
No.
Do you remember? Okay, so I used to like the song that was Total and Shine was on there. Mm-hmm. And Shine sounded like he sounded like Biggie at the time. Well, Shine went to jail, and a lot of people say that he took the fall for P. Diddy when there was that shooting in the in the club with he was there with Jennifer Lopez. Do you remember this whole story?
I don't.
So J-Lo went to when she was dating P. Diddy, they went to a club, somebody took out a gun and fired it in the club. a lot of people say that Shine took the blame for P. Diddy and went to jail for him. And he went to jail for him. Well, and he got like life in prison or something. It was insane.
Oh my gosh.
Right? Yeah, it was insane. He was like young too. Well, apparently he got out and he went to politics back in his home country of Belize.
Oh, what?
He became, he like ran for, he ran for like the House of Representatives in Belize. I think there's a documentary out about it, but I was so happy to hear that he had gotten out and that he, and he got into, he had like a good outcome.
Good. Yeah. I love to hear that. I'm going to have to look that up. I do remember hearing about that, but. You know,
and then I liked Mace, and then Mace became like a preacher.
Yep, I remember that one.
Everybody around P. Diddy somehow was like, I gotta go like find God or like make a difference in this world.
Right. All right, friend. Well, that is all I have for you today. So
I failed you. I will catch up on Seeking Sister Wives, and I will brush up on lyrics. It's just I don't have a musical ear. So, but meanwhile, if the song was on the radio, I would know every word. Like I can't remember my like third grade teacher's name, but I.
Well, there is a storm at my house right now, and we lost power, and I think I lost my friend Carrie as well. Oh, hey, friends! I had to record this after the fact. We lost our friend Carrie because of this storm. I lost power, and so everything just stopped. So she didn't get to say goodbye, but I will put her information in the show notes and on social media. Please go follow her, listen to her podcast, Misdeeds and Intrigue. It is oh so good if you like that scandalous celebrity scandal type of thing. Very good, very cool podcast. Follow me on social media, say what she, email me ask_she@yahoo.com. If you have any comments, questions, anything you want me to address, I will have Carrie back on again. I just love that girl. She's so cool. I will talk to you soon. Thanks for listening. Please leave me a 5-star rating. That would be great. Again, follow me on social media so we can chat in between time. We should have Real Housewives of Atlanta back on next week. So we will talk again soon. Bye, friends.